The gun debate makes some progress. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Originally, it was a Founding Fathers argument that an armed citizenry is the only sure protection against an out-of-control government. And actually, considering how many people believe in that argument, I'm surprised America isn't more heavily armed than it is. If the idea is to prevent tyranny, you could argue that the citizenry should be able to match the army gun for gun, grenade launcher for grenade launcher, drone for drone. It's remarkable the gun lobby has pretty much conceded that we only have the right to own guns, nothing more. But now, look at the other argument that's taking center stage. Even as the NRA called for putting armed cops in every school, Senator Lindsey Graham was warning police departments to expect less federal money for cops, not more, and then went on to say that because it might take longer to get a cop in some situations, well, that's why he himself needs an AR-15.
I would be better off protecting my business or my family if there was a law and order breakdown in my community, people roaming around my neighborhood, to have the AR-15, and I don't think that makes me an unreasonable person.
Right, so that when a weakened government lets the social order break down, he can protect his family, which, I can't help but notice, is the exact opposite of the original argument. We, the citizenry, arm ourselves to fend off the government when it gets too strong, and then, once we've emasculated the tyrants, we turn the guns on each other to protect ourselves from the social collapse that follows. Apparently, somewhere along the line, we became Libya. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.